Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. It's the Rational Springing Us Back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deaney is our guest, our good friend, the author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. He is one of the top tab boards, alternative board expert, alternative board franchisees, the top one in the galaxy. And how many of you got? A dozen groups going right now?
Well, altogether we administer 14. I sold some to a younger fellow. You know how much I talk about planning your next step. And he's running three or four of them, and I'm still running the rest.
All right. Sounds good. That's down in the San Antonio area. And, John, recently you wrote a piece about the difference between what customers need and what they want. I wrote a chapter about this in my book. About the fact that people need things and they want things, and the difference between what they need and what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. You use the word infinity off the air. We were talking about some of this. You use the word infinity, and it's critical for any business to know the difference between what a customer needs and what they tell you they need, and what they want, which might not be the same thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had a very savvy CPA consultant up in Tulsa tell me that the definition of consulting is to sell the customer what he wants and then deliver what he needs. And that's how you keep happy consulting customers.
Yeah,
because
I like it.
A lot of times they don't understand. And technology, the column was about technology, used a specific technology example. And because we're so dependent on technology now, I mean, even the smallest of us, the smallest companies we have to have computers. I mean, nobody's really running on a Cardex anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go down, you know, we're dead in the water.
We're tech dependent.
It's emotional. It's emotional. It's like when you lose your cell phone. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, my life is gone, and you know, you have that moment of panic. Where did I leave my cell phone? And you know, when your stuff goes down, you turn to the IT guys and you go fix this. And they send technicians out, and the technicians want to explain to you what's wrong. You don't want to know what's wrong. You want it fixed. That's what the customer wants.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be up and running. I want my people to be productive and make money. You know, a recent example was I know somebody installed a server for a client, and because of the setup they chose, he said, okay, well, you can run 100 people on this, but don't do streaming video. Make sure there's a hard and fast rule company-wide that no one can use streaming video sites.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Got it. No problem.
No
couple
YouTube.
Months No YouTube. A couple months later, they install a new billing system. A whole bunch of the folks have to learn how to use the new billing system. How does that software provider give training? By streaming video.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've got 25 people in the company trying to watch streaming video. The server's crashing, and they're on the phone yelling, "You sold us a bad server." Which clearly wasn't the problem at all.
Right.
But the customer's need was, I can't get my people trained.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, of course, we're talking B2B here, but B2C, it's also the same thing with B2C. I mean, if you're selling somebody tires, you know, and they're buying tires that's not what their use is going to be, then, you know, you're obligated to tell them about that. And that's what this provider, this technology provider should have done. Well, let's talk about that. Tell me how you're going to be using this. What are your plans in the future? How will you train your people? I bet that technology provider made a note of that for next time, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know the old joke about going into the hardware store and the attendant, the guy, the service guy walks up to you and says, what do you need? And you say, a drill bit. And he says, well, no, actually you need a hole.
That's right. What kind of a hole are you going to, what are you going to make that hole in, right? You got another.
Right. Right. How big, how deep, what material? You know, now we'll talk about a drill bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which may or may not be the way to accomplish that.
So what you're saying is how we, the questions we ask customers about as we serve them are critical. And of course, we're good at it. We should be good at it when we're qualifying them to become customers. But once they become customers, and or once we qualified them and now we're giving them a proposal, we have to really ask them questions to make sure that our proposal and the ultimate delivery of the product fits what they actually do with it.
Yeah, and it's a fine line. And, you know, when you ask customers, it's not just qualifying them, it's qualifying your solution, of course. And when you ask them questions, the perception that you're trying to upsell them mm-hmm. is problematic. And a mm-hmm. lot of us back off. A lot of us don't fully satisfy the customer's need because we feel them getting resistant. Because we say, well, are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Well, not now. Well, could you do that in the future? Well, if I do, I'll let you know.
Well, but if you do that and you do it the right way, if the customer refuses, then you've got them on records. When they need the streaming service you described before, then you can remind them. Well, if you remember, we had this conversation.
Yeah, they usually don't like being reminded.
And their memory's pretty short too, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, johndeeney.com. Right, John, is that right? JohnDeeney.com?
Yes, it is. All John right. F. Deeney.
John F. John Deeney. That's right. Put the F in there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.